Views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
This show's audio was via a Skype call.
The Janice Underwood Show, unleashing the creator within for real. Tune in each Monday at 9 a.m. Pacific on Transformation Talk Radio as Janice explores the life creator system, helping listeners access the tools needed to create the life experiences most appropriate for their soul's growth. In this hit show, you will learn about relationships, energetics, mind and body communication, quantum healing, intuition, and much more. Create the life you want, not the life you tolerate on The Janice Underwood Show.
Well, hello, everyone, and welcome to the show today. I am super excited to be here and super excited for our guest and the topic that we're going to be covering. So welcome to the Janice Underwood Show on Transformation Talk Radio. And as always, we're talking about ways that you can create the life you want for real. So I'd like to introduce the listeners to our guest. His name is Adam Tim. Hi, Adam. How are you?
Hi, Janice. I'm great. Thanks so much for having me here.
Oh, wonderful. Thanks for saying yes. And before we get started, I'm going to tell the listeners a little bit about you. And I'd also like to offer in gratitude. One of the things I like to do is bring in the energy of gratitude. It's such a powerful way for us to begin our time together and projects. And so I usually just tell people what I'm grateful for. And Adam, if you have some things you want to add in there, let's do it.
Okay.
So one of the things I'm grateful for this week is safe travel. We have a visitor in town, and so I'm glad that they got here safely. And of course, you know that the weather is holding up here. I know that there are a lot of places in many areas, not just in the U.S., but in other areas on the globe that are having some floods and a lot of snowfall and things like that. So I'm grateful for those who are finding safety and that, you know, our weather is holding up here. Anything you'd like to add, Adam? Are you grateful for anything today?
Well, this morning I'm feeling grateful for a healthy body. I went for a run on the Santa Monica boardwalk. I'm grateful for California weather. It should be about 75 and sunny again today. So I just love that. And I'm grateful for the opportunity to connect with a like-minded spirit such as yourself.
Oh, thank you. Well, let me tell you a little bit about Adam. So Adam, I'm going to share some info that I know about you, and we'll get started on this topic about stress. I'm really interested in your story too on how you became someone who was at that time too, moving out of your perception of it and championing this way of being, like a new way of being for people. So Adam is a best-selling author, and he's also a keynote speaker. And, you know, he's been doing work in the telecommuter, what would you call it? Is it like telecommunicators? Is that what the field is called, Adam?
No, 911 professional. So I work specifically with 911 operators, 911 dispatchers, so emergency services.
Wonderful, yeah. And so, you know, he's really dug into personal resilience and peak performance and offered some solutions for people who had these more stressful jobs. And he's a board-certified stress management consultant and the author of two books, including the number one bestseller, Stress is Optional, How to Kick the Habit. By the way, I have a copy of that book. It's a really great book. And also Dispatcher Stress, 50 Lessons on Beating the Burnout. And, of course, he's got articles and blog posts, and he travels. Hey, you have a need. Adam travels. So he goes around presenting training classes and conference sessions across the country. So everybody, welcome Adam. And Adam, I'm going to just ask you this question. I think it's always fascinating to me how we get into our work. So what led you into the work that you're doing right now?
Well, I spent 10 and a half years as a 911 operator for the Los Angeles Police Department. And I started there when I was 23 years old, and I was ill-equipped, ill-prepared for such a job. It's interesting that everyone knows that answering 911 calls is stressful. You're working with people on their worst day, and it could be every call. Yet for you, it's just another day at the job when you're working the 911 phones. Mm-hmm. And most agencies don't do very well preparing the call taker, the new 911 operator, for the realities of this job. So I came into a stressful job, not equipped. I didn't have self-care tactics or tools. I didn't have a perspective of how I could keep the job at the job and keep the effects of it from infiltrating the rest of my personal life. So for the first 7 years of my career, I grappled with the challenges of the job, and I would take home the frustration of not being able to help people in a way that I had hoped to. And an interesting thing, fun fact about 911, and this statistic seems to hold across the country. I'm not sure about internationally, but I would venture to guess it's probably about the same. But in major cities across the country, 70% of all calls to 911 are non-emergency, and they're placed by a population who believe they have an emergency. You know, the idea of emergency is subjective to the person who is grappling with that thing. Those 70% of calls are people are just kind of hysterical. They've got personal issues that aren't necessarily a police or fire personnel matter, yet they're tying up the phone lines. And so that adds additional pressure and stress onto the job, because they're the most vocally negative and resistant when you tell them, I'm sorry, the fact that your 8-year-old won't obey the house rules isn't a police matter. So please don't call 911 with that.
Wow. So I suffered from tough.
Oh, definitely. Definitely. And as a result, I suffered from burnout and tension headaches and ulcers and indigestion. And I didn't know that it was my stress situation, my personal stress situation, and the thoughts that I was thinking that was creating what I was going through. And so that was my life for 7 years.
Wow. And I would imagine, you start out, you get into this career, you're young. Did you feel older than your years?
I don't know. I was completely unaware. I didn't have awareness of what stress does to the body. Like, I don't think that's an interesting thing about, like, you and I know now, stress does to the body. And that's kind of the niche that you're talking about too, is like, how do you live your best life? Well, you take care of your stress stuff, and things start to happen for you. But I never took a stress class. I was never told that stress caused the body to break down. I never know. I didn't know what burnout was until I started to experience it. So I guess in retrospect, I could have known that my body was feeling older. Why in my mid-20s did I have an ulcer? Like, I didn't realize that was reserved for midlife, you know?
Right. Yeah, you know, and I think that's a great point. I think that we don't know until we kind of get out of it. And I think stress is like that. It's a very quiet, it's off to the side, right? We don't have it in our consciousness because, like you said, we don't have the education on what it's, you know, what stress and not stress is to us on our physical bodies and us. So I totally understand, you know, what you're saying, because I went through something very similar. I didn't know that I was sick from stress in my early 30s until I went to a chiropractor for something completely different. And they tell me, you're on the verge of adrenal fatigue. Mm-hmm. I'm like, I'm sorry, what is that? So, you know, I totally understand, you know, why it can be so hard to identify because we just don't have the education. So, you know, you mentioned some things about the physical body, and we'll go more into that, especially because, you know, what I really want my listeners to know today are some of the effects on the physical body and the emotional components of that that can take a toll in our everyday life, you know, the life outside of our job, so yeah. that we can help other people have that in consciousness. So before we go to the break, what are some things, you know, as I'm saying this, what are some things that come to mind?
Well, I think last week in your show last week, you were kind of talking about multi-dimensionality. And I like the idea of thinking of the human body, the human life as multi-dimensional. So and you think of your body is comprised of the mental, physical, and emotional sides of you, or dimensions of you, and so I think it would be great to kind of break apart how stress, because stress affects all of these levels of, of these dimensions of the body. So physically, some things to tune into are if you have tension, headaches. Tension in the body is caused by the stress response being activated because that's fight or flight. The body tenses up when we get stressed because it thinks that it's gearing up to fight or flee a threat. Yet we're sitting at the wheel of our car in traffic, or we're sitting at our desk.
Right.
The indigestion, the ulcers, the butterflies in the stomach, or the knots in the stomach is caused by cortisol. Cortisol decreases blood flow to the non-essential functions of the body. Digestion is non-essential when you are fighting or fleeing a threat, or so thinks the body. And so we don't have the digestive enzymes working properly. And as a result of the digestion being suppressed, our immune system is suppressed. So if you feel sick and tired after a few days, a few weeks of stress, that's part of it as well, because 70% of our immune system is contained in our digestive tract. And so it goes on and on. And I know we're about to take a break. So let's talk more about the physical impact of stress when we come back from the break.
Yeah, I love it. This is a perfect start. Yeah. So when we come back, we're going to continue talking about the physical effects of stress, and Adam's going to share with us what we can do, not only to identify what's going on with us, but also to help us get out of the stress loop. So we'll be right back.
Brand consultant Jen Morgan is here with Radically Distinct Radio to help you take control of your future and maximize your brand's power to produce results. Whether you're an individual trying to reinvent yourself and launch a new venture, or you're an executive trying to reposition your company to modernize your sales and marketing programs, Jen Morgan and the RAD Method empower you to play to your strengths and show up in the world as your most powerful brand. To learn more, go to jenmorgan.com. That's Jen with two N's, Morgan.com, or call 206-972-5366.
Tune in to Lucid Planet Radio with Dr. Kelly Neff. This hit show will illuminate your senses and empower you beyond your daily stressors and hardships. Renowned psychologist and author Dr. Kelly will captivate you with far-reaching topics and amazing guests as you wake to the greatest version of yourself. Learn to tap into your intuitions, think critically about our world, heal emotional and psychological wounds, and follow your passions to live your dreams. The Lucid Planet. Welcome home. Visit lucidplanetradio.com for more information.
How would you like increased health and vitality? How would you like to avoid the onset of disease as well as slow the aging process? This is all possible through a simple, safe, and natural process. Every day, we are either moving toward wellness or away from wellness.
Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. I'd like to be your partner in achieving optimal health. Contact me now at MaryJaneMack.com or call 425-392-0659. Visit MaryJaneMack.com.
The Janice Underwood Show, helping you create the life you want, not the life you tolerate. Tune in each Monday, 9 a.m. Pacific on Transformation Talk Radio as Janice delves into the life creator system and the next step in your spiritual evolution. Janice Underwood is gifted at helping spiritually minded people shift their mindsets to unleash the creator within. Our souls wish to wake us up. Those of us listening hear the call. Do you? For more information, visit JaniceUnderwood.com.
Have you ever lost your way while driving somewhere? This can be unsettling as you don't know if you should go left, right, forward, backwards, or make a U-turn. Hi, I'm Eve from Elite Tarot, host of the weekly show Mainstream Metaphysics Radio, where we harness the power of the universe for happier living. As an intuitive coach and professional tarot card reader, I work with clients worldwide on helping them get back on their natural road of living their life with joy. Next time you feel off track, tap into your inner child's sense of joy and write down on paper the non-negotiable qualities that you're needing in career or love, but without limiting specifics. With your list, you know where to place your energy going forward and where not to. You're always best served when your inner child is at the navigation controls. However, don't worry, you still have the keys to the car. If you would like to schedule a personal navigation session with me, please visit my website at elitetarot.com. That's ELITETAROT.com.
Welcome back, everyone. We are talking about some good stuff today. I'm so happy to have Adam Tim with us. And we were just talking about the physical effects of stress on the body and how it's hard to identify that. It's hard to identify how we are coping with the environment around us, especially for those who have the caregiver type jobs. If you're an empath or if you're in a field that does emergency work, it can be really hard to identify what's going on. And so Adam just brought up some amazing points of what happens to our physical body. And what I want to ask you, Adam, is what led you to understanding a little bit more about what was going on with you and ultimately lead you to share the information you learned with others?
Well, at the 7-year mark in my 911 dispatcher career, things were pretty bad. I mean, all of those attendant effects of chronic stress were my daily life, the tension headaches and indigestion. And I had anger and frustration as a result of not feeling the best and low patience. Mm-hmm. And I was snapping at callers and I was snapping at coworkers and I was a hardcore road rager. And there was a 1-week period where I kind of hit my breaking point, and I realized during that 1 week that I needed help. I needed to do something. And thankfully, it seems like we're provided exactly what we need at the right time. Thankfully, right about that time, I was invited to take a stress reduction class. A friend of mine was teaching a meditation, a 40 days of meditation class. And I said yes. Mm. And I didn't know that saying yes to that 40 days of meditation would change my life. And within 3 weeks of daily meditation practice, and the essential practice in this class was just sitting still and breathing for 15 minutes, doing some journaling. Okay. Once a week we had a class for 6 weeks, and then there was kind of homework between each class. And I really took that on. And because I made it a daily practice, because I really wanted to see how much I could get from it, I think that made the difference. Mm-hmm. Within 3 weeks, I had left a relationship that was no longer right for me or my partner at the time. Within a month, I had left a toxic business partnership. And within six months, my life had literally transformed. I was no longer the person I once was, and yet the normal trappings of my everyday life were the same. I still was a 911 dispatcher. I still drove the same car. I still lived in the same house, and I still lived in Los Angeles. And I was curious about how this could be, and that inspired me to write my first book, Stress is Optional, How to Kick the Habit, because that's exactly what I had done. I was able to opt out of the more stressful aspects of my day because I chose different thoughts. And I put all of the practices that I used into that book. That's how that came about.
Mm. Yeah. And, you know, it's a wonderful, it's wonderfully put together because I can imagine, I can go back to when I didn't know the things that I know now. And it was books like that, you know, when I was in an engineering environment and we didn't talk about self-growth and we didn't talk about emotions, we didn't talk about stress, we didn't talk about those things. But what I like about what you put down in print is that it was something that someone could follow. It was like, it didn't have, you know, all these big terms and things like that. It was like, look, here's a way, like you might have this habit thing and here are some ways that you can shift those. And I thought, wow, that's really cool to share your own journey. So then where did your journey take you from there? So you have this book and were you giving it to coworkers? Were you selling it? What happened?
Well, the book kind of allowed me to give myself permission to speak on the topic. And when the book was released, it became a number one bestseller. And so suddenly I was a 911 operator with this story of having gone from stressed out and miserable to something different. I'm a number one bestselling author. So I started to share the story. I started to talk with people. I started to then be asked to share these tools, and it was kind of the start of my speaking career. I started during this time. I was also doing Toastmasters, so getting better and better at speaking. And so I became kind of a student of the speaking craft as well as an author, and those things really went together well. And so I would take any speaking engagement that I could come upon. I would speak for the local Kiwanis Club, the Rotary Club, the wherever. And I would bring a box of books, and if it was a free gig, I would sell 10 books or something like that at $10 a pop and make $100. And at work, people saw my transition. In fact, one of my coworkers came up to me and she said, you know, Adam, I don't know what you did, but you are so much easier to be around than you were back then. We used to call you Angry Adam behind your back, which I was appalled because I'm from small town Minnesota, and generally Midwesterners are nice people, and so Angry Adam was not a nice person, and I was venting my rage and frustration on the world. And so here I'm completely different, and people wanted to know, how did you do that? And so I started giving two-hour stress management blocks of instruction at work at the 911 center, and people would ask me to teach stress management pieces in their classes. So people were developing classes, and they would want a block of instruction on stress management and health and wellness. And so for the 3 years after my transition, before I left 911, the actual working under the headset and taking calls, I was working on spreading the message. And after about three and a half years after my transition, my initial transition from Angry Adam to something else, I had enough courage to leave LAPD, my 9-to-5, and set out as a corporate trainer, as a conference speaker, and to do what I'm doing now. So for the last 4 years, I've just been kind of spreading the message of what's possible when we take care of our stress situation and live our best life, I guess, kind of in your own words.
Right. Yeah. I love that. I wanted to ask you this question because, you know, once we identify the physical ailments and then we get our physical body under hand, we can make room in our emotional selves to do things like Toastmasters, to write down our thoughts. And so let's talk about emotional resilience. So what do you remember about getting more physically well and your emotional resilience that helped you move into this new version of yourself?
Well, I think when you take care of your stress, the physical thing is the most, usually the most readily apparent sign that you're under duress or distress, as the stress psychologists will say. Your body's experiencing negative effects of stress. When you just sit still, for example, several studies have quantified the power of just breathing into your lower belly and using the diaphragm. So stretching out the diaphragm, which is that thin muscle that separates your lungs from the rest of your internal body cavity, sitting still and breathing into the lower belly, just three deep breaths has been shown to lower cortisol levels. And so if you do that for 10 minutes once a day, it turns off the stress response. It turns on the relaxation response. The relaxation response is a term from Dr. Herbert Benson's book written in 1973 by the title of The Relaxation Response. And so when the body is no longer feeling under threat, we're not in the fight or flight response anymore, we literally have more space to maneuver. And so with that space, we can, there's more space in our thinking. There's more space in our, just, we're not feeling rushed and out of time any longer. That translates as more patience. That translates as less reactivity. And so when we're locked in a hyper-reactive mode, obviously we're going to be very emotional. We're going to be very sensitive. And this is problematic for caregivers, because if you're an empathetic caregiver, you're already an emotional being. So you add the activation of the stress response on top of that. Another physical symptom of being highly stressed is kind of a fidgetiness or a nervous energy, like you can't sit still and you're kind of on edge. So you eliminate that on edge feeling, and it translates as a more even tone. You can be, that doesn't mean you're not emotional any longer. I was giving a de-stress lunch and learn at a real estate company a couple of years back. And the organizer of the event went around to the real estate office. And we stopped in the offices of a couple of the high flyers, the big achievers who sell lots of real estate each month, the multi-million dollar salespeople. And one guy, I'll never forget this, one guy, we stepped into his office and the coordinator said, "Hey, we're doing a de-stress session. It's going to be about an hour. It's happening in 10 minutes. And the high-flying real estate guy said, "You know, I would like to decrease my stress, but I'm not going to do that. I wouldn't want to lose my edge."
Oh, wow.
Yeah, I thought that was so telling.
An interesting take.
That we need to be stressed to have our edge.
That is a great place to pause. We're going to take another break, but hold that thought, Adam, because I do want to move into that. Into that thought, because I think there's a lot behind that of what we believe we are and capable of when we're in stress and when we're not. So stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Plus live your purpose equals joy. That's the motto of Unstuck Joy with Vicki Todd. Vicki believes you were born with gifts that are meant to make the world brighter. Each show will feature an art visioning journal prompt to help you create your way to soul clarity. If you're ready to get unstuck and create more joy, this show is for you.
Tune in the first and third Tuesday at 3 p.m. Pacific on Transformation Talk Radio. For more information, visit VickiWorldArt.com.
Isn't it time to put your health first, to give yourself the gift of whole body wellness? What if embracing unconditional love and self-care was the first step to wellness? Could you honor that for yourself? My name is Audrey Michelle, host of Rewired Life Radio and the author of Rewired Life, A Journey to Untangle Chronic Pain and Endometriosis. In my book, I share how I healed from 17 years of chronic pain and disease. Get your signed copy at audreymichelle.com/book, spelled michelle.com/book.
Curious about the meaning of life? Do you want to deepen your spiritual practice? The School for Esoteric Studies offers online training to spiritual seekers from all paths of life and individual coaching. Our courses synthesize Eastern and Western spiritual traditions based on meditation, study, and service applied to everyday life. The school also organizes group meditations each year to benefit humanity. Whether you're just beginning to reflect on the spiritual side of your life or are a more experienced spiritual seeker, the school warmly welcomes you to join our group. To learn more about our courses and services, please visit esotericstudies.net. That's esotericstudies.net.
The Janice Underwood Show, helping you create the life you want, not the life you tolerate. Tune in each Monday, 9 a.m. Pacific on Transformation Talk Radio as Janice delves into the Life Creator System and the next step in your spiritual evolution. Janice Underwood is gifted at helping spiritually minded people shift their mindsets to unleash the Creator within. Our souls wish to wake us up. Those of us listening hear the call. Do you? For more information, visit JaniceUnderwood.com.
Stay juicy. Tune in to Your Juicy Love with me, Una Drake, co-hosting monthly with Dr. Pat, and every second Monday at 12 p.m. on Transformation Talk Radio. My show, Your Juicy Love, helps you find the dynamic, life-affirming love you've always wanted. Transform your relationships and bring peace, joy, and juicy, juicy love to planet Earth. For more information, visit unadrake.com.
Well, hello, everyone. We're back here with Adam Tim, and he is giving us some amazing information. So I just have to say, I'm so happy to have a different perspective on things that we talk about, especially in more of the holistic practitioner realms. So, for example, we'll talk about sensitivity. We'll talk about energy levels. We'll talk about meditation even in different ways, and to have it wrapped in a new understanding or a new experience from someone else with their with stress and their struggle, and of course, you know, Adam, you're actually a, well, we would call you a specialist in stress management. You're a board certified stress management consultant. So you're giving us some really good things to think about. So let's move into, before the break, you were talking about, you know, someone who was identifying a certain level of capability or their edge with stress. And I think that's really telling. Why would someone identify with stress as giving them their edge, their competitiveness, their success? Why do people do that?
Well, I think we live in a type A culture, and we're rewarded for going faster. Faster is stronger, and we're fueled by Starbucks, and so we're this go mentality is deeply ingrained in our culture. And I think that any time spent relaxing is seen in some ways as a sign of weakness. So, and then there's the idea, then there's the fact that a rush of adrenaline caused by the activation of the stress response is addictive. It is. Like any of your listeners who are addicted to their morning cup of Starbucks, that's an addiction to stress, to the stress hormone adrenaline. That's what's happening physiologically. Wow. So I think that's the thing. And most people have returned to a new normal, which is just stressed out. That is the normal. That's the baseline, is stressed and rushing around. And if we dial anything back, we're not productive.
Right. Yeah. So there are some of these, what I'm hearing is back to what you were talking about in the beginning of the show, are the thoughts that we have about this, these beliefs that we have that, oh, well, if I relax, I'm not productive. If I relax, I'm not playing at my edge. And so that's a dangerous slippery slope because, as you know, and a lot of our listeners know, too, thoughts are, they drive us. So tell me a little bit more, because I love how you're bringing up this addicted to adrenaline, because I didn't know that either in my 30s. I mean, I was on the verge of adrenal fatigue and being burned out. And I was, oh man, I loved caffeine. I mean, it just gave me that boost that I needed to keep going. So how can we drive home that there's some sort of relationship we start building with stress? What would you offer people?
Well, I would say that it's all about self-awareness. So if there's, you feel fidgety and unable to sit still, if you have trouble falling asleep or staying asleep, if you have racing mm-hmm. thoughts, if you're hyper-reactive to the way people talk to you or situations, I think that these are all indicators that stress may be your natural state is in a stressed state.
Okay.
And I think that we have to, if we don't have any space, meaning you're going uh-huh. at 100 miles an hour from the moment that your alarm goes off in the morning to the moment that you collapse at the end of the day and try to sleep, but you can't sleep. And it's just, mm-hmm. there's no space in that entire block of time, your waking time. That's an indicator as well that you could do well to sit still and be still for some amount of time. If someone had told me that, when I was in the midst of my angry Adam days, like, hey man, just chill out, sit still for 15 minutes. I was like, why would I do such a thing? I'm working a full-time job.
Yeah.
I was also working on a side business. I had a side hustle. And so, uh-huh. and plus I had a toxic relationship that I was nurturing. So I'm working 80 hours a week on all of these different things. I don't have time to sit still. And it wasn't until I actually, in the midst of all of those variables did not go away when I eventually sat still and took time to prioritize my self-care. But it was because I took that time to create space mm-hmm. that my true life came out of the spaces. And I think that's the important thing, is life is lived mm-hmm. in spaces. The depth of our life is really about lingering in the spaces and lingering with a person, a loved ones, and conversations, and mm-hmm. Catching sunsets and sunrises and beautiful vistas and getting out mm-hmm. in nature. And if we're not doing those things, then we're just kind of skimming the surface. And mm-hmm. for me, that was no longer an acceptable way of living life, just getting sucked into the future.
Yeah. And we were talking about this a little bit on the break, as far as meditation. So for maybe someone who says, you know, well, this is great, Adam, and I know this stuff, and, you know, I have a full practice, and then I've got, you know, my family and stuff. What else can I do? So what are some small ways that they can start building in even more awareness into their life, or even more spaces?
Well, I think you have to take that time. You've got to prioritize it. You have to prioritize downtime. Mm-hmm. And I think that especially with caregivers, they believe that they're in service already. When you're only feeling like you're doing your job, quote unquote, when you're in service to others. And so classic thing about caregivers is that they're heroic caregivers to the world, excellent at caring for the world, not very good at caring for themselves. That's mm-hmm. that's what leads us to compassion fatigue. I think you called it empath fatigue, but compassion fatigue
yeah.
is a clinical term. You can look up compassion fatigue, mm-hmm. and there's a bunch of books on it. Charles Figley was mm-hmm. the first to kind of quantify the impact of compassion fatigue in the child psychologist space, child psychotherapy space. But you have to mark down 15 minutes for me, and then if that me time is on your calendar, stick to it. And you kind of have to venture out on faith at first. You don't know what you don't know. Someone couldn't tell me that 15 minutes. If you would sit still for 15 minutes for 6 weeks straight, your life will change. The life that you dreamed of is waiting for you. I would say, put it in your, blow it out, get out of my face. You know, I didn't have time.
Right.
So it's really about prioritizing that time.
Yeah, I would agree. And so, yes, what I'm taking away from our conversation before we go to the next break is that it sounds to me, the language I use is it's a choice. We need to make a conscious choice to say, I'm important too. And even if it's 5 minutes that I take for myself where I don't answer texts, where I don't answer the phone, where I don't get on Facebook, where I don't get, you know, where I don't distract myself and just be here, that 5 minutes can add up. And then, of course, the more time you take, the faster your life shifts. Is that kind of fair to say?
Yeah, and consistency, especially when starting out, mm-hmm. consistency is key. Because I doubled down and stuck to it for 6 weeks, my life was ripe mm-hmm. for change when I ventured into the practice. But it was only because I stuck with the practice for 6 weeks, every single day straight, that the benefits were truly seen.
Wow. And on that note, we're going to take a break. Thank you so much, Adam, for being here. And we'll be right back, guys.
To Knowledge Book Radio with host Marge Potasek each Tuesday at 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Through many experiences, Marge was led to the Knowledge Book, a gift to humanity in its transition to the Golden Age, and it provided the truth and the answers. She now shares information from the Knowledge Book with you each week on TransformationTalkRadio.com. For more information, visit usa.theknowledgebook.net.
Tune in to The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life, each Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific and 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This amazing show is an inspirational hour that will take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Call in for intuitive readings and visit JenRoyster.com for more information.
The Janice Underwood Show, helping you create the life you want, not the life you tolerate. Tune in each Monday, 9 a.m. Pacific on Transformation Talk Radio as Janice delves into the life creator system and the next step in your spiritual evolution. Janice Underwood is gifted at helping spiritually minded people shift their mindsets to unleash the creator within. Our souls wish to wake us up. Those of us listening hear the call. Do you? For more information, visit JaniceUnderwood.com.
Choose the new earth on the Cornelia Stephanie Show. Tune in each week on Transformation Talk Radio as Cornelia takes listeners on an odyssey of higher consciousness to inspire, educate, and empower. Cornelia guides people on the path of self-healing, peace, and liberation. The Cornelia Stephanie Show is your catalyst for anchoring heaven on earth on a global scale. For more information, go to CorneliaStephanie.com.
Tune in to the Psychic Professors Show, The Voices of Spirit Radio, with international medium and spirit artist Dr. Susan Barnes on Transformation Talk Radio. Featuring a variety of spiritual topics such as psychic art, spiritualism, EVP, psychic development, and mediumship. This hit call-in show provides listeners with breakthrough wisdom to enliven and enlighten their lives. Visit spiritartgallery.net.
Tune in each Friday, 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern on Transformation Talk Radio.
Tune in to The Truth Is Funny with Colette Stephan each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show will have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. Visit TheTruthIsFunny.com.
Welcome back, everyone. It has been such an amazing time here with our stress expert, Adam Tim. And Adam, you know, before we leave today, what can we help people with who are still struggling to prioritize themselves in their lives? What would you offer them?
Before we've taken the break, we're talking about just doing it and giving ourselves permission to just take 10 minutes and shut the door and tell the family and the kids, the spouse, mm-hmm. Hey, I'm going to go. And if I could just be left alone for the next 10 minutes. And that can be scary, especially if mm-hmm. if your roles in your life, you define yourself as a good mother, as a good father, as a good caregiver, and whatever that looks like to you. It can be scary mm-hmm. to say for right now, I need to just be selfish. But the reality is that self-care is not selfish. It might feel selfish at first, but you can't save anybody if you can't save yourself. And this point was made so clear to me. I was doing a conference, and the way I do conference session. So there was about 100 people in the room, and I have this conversative tone. I'm not a lecturer by any means. I try to get people involved in the conversation because I want them to kind of reflect and see what this means to them. And so I'm talking to a room of 100 heroic caregivers, the 911 superheroes, and a woman in the front mm-hmm. row. She was writing down her vision and why it was so important for her to prioritize her self-care. And and when I said, would anyone like to share their vision of where they would be in 6 months if they were able to dramatically decrease their stress levels? And she raised her hand mm-hmm. Excitedly, and she said, I would be more patient with my kids, and I would have the time and the space mm-hmm. to just enjoy life. I said, that's fantastic. And she went on a little bit more about her specifics. And then when she was done, I said, thank you so much. And why is this important to you? And she said, there is a lot of people counting on me. There is, mm-hmm. there are people that I love counting on me. And I realized that if I don't take care of myself, if I don't prioritize my health and well-being, that it's going to be very difficult to be a caregiver. And so she mm-hmm. had that shift. She realized that if she didn't double down on giving back to herself, that it's impossible to give to the world from a depleted state.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's that old saying, right? Put your oxygen mask on first. They tell us this all the time when we fly. You know, hey, it's good to help others, but help yourself first and then tend to the other people around you. Yeah, do you think it comes down to value as well? I love your story because it sounds like she started seeing the value that she was to other people around her. It's like, oh, wow, they're counting on me. I'm valuable in that system.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, she was.
I'm kind of just taking a pause here because I'm really wanting our listeners to understand that you are important. You are valuable to someone. And what would it take for you to give yourself permission to take, even if you're already taking some time for yourself, is there another level of less stress in your life that you can get to? Another level of well-being? And what would that look like? And why would it be important? So, Adam, you travel a lot. What are some tips that, you know, help you to maintain your level, the level and the beingness that you have in your life? What's one thing you can offer people?
I exercise. I stay on my personal practices. I exercise and I meditate in hotels and wherever I am. I know that my presentation style is I'm on my feet for several hours every single day when I'm presenting, and I have to maintain a certain level of energy. And in order to do that, in order to give my gift to the world, I have to take care of my body. And so no matter how early it is, what time zone I am in, before I teach a class or teach a conference session or speak, I run two, three, four miles. I sit for 10 minutes. I eat a good breakfast. I really take care of my body, and it takes care of me.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I would agree with that. And then going back to what you were saying earlier, that also gives you the space, I would imagine, to also be very present with the audience and leave room for creativity to happen.
Because
I'm sure that when you're presenting, right, you don't know what's going to happen. You know, there's something new out there that might happen, or someone might have a story that, you know, you need to help them pace through. So yeah, I love that. And so how do people get a hold of you? What if someone was interested in one of your programs, or maybe they're just thinking right now, well, I know someone who works in that field. I need to ask them if, you know, a program like this has been brought into their organization. Where would they go for information about that?
They can go to my website, thehealthydispatcher.com. So www.thehealthydispatcher.com. I also have my Facebook business page is Facebook, I think, /thehealthydispatcher. I'm on Twitter as @healthydispatch. And if anyone has any specific questions about anything that we talked about today, please send me an email. I'm available, adam@thehealthydispatcher.com. And my book, Stress is Optional, is on Amazon. You just put in Stress is Optional, and I believe it's the only book by that title. You can also put my name, Adam Tim,
yes,
T-I-M-M, in the mm-hmm. search, and you'll see both titles, the Stress is Optional as well as Dispatcher Stress, 50 Lessons on Beating the Burnout.
Yeah, and I definitely recommend your book. Again, I think that it's very easy not only to follow and read, but I think that it also gives people some inspiration. Because, you know, you didn't start out being a physical body expert or a stress management expert. You didn't start there. And I think that we don't have to be the experts to shift our lives. And so, you know, anybody who thinks that that's a barrier to entry, it's not true. It's really about our willingness to shift in some way, some small way. Wow. Beautiful, beautiful. So let's see. We have a few moments here. I want to remind people that, again, if you want to, if you have any questions from our conversation, to email or to connect with Adam. And also next week, I'll be having a conversation with Krista Kilbane. She helps people shift into their divine alignment. You can also go to janiceunderwood.com if you'd like a replay of the show or any other information about some of the topics that we talked about today. So, Adam, with that, we have about a minute and a half left. What would you like to leave people? So we've had you on today. We've talked about stress. We've said, hey, it's optional. You're important. What's your message?
Just take some time for yourself today, whatever that is, to really get into a state of joy. Smiling, laughter, and stress cannot coexist. They're mutually exclusive. So when you put on a fake smile, the stress in the system decreases. When you get into actually a state of joy, it creates space. So laugh today.
Wonderful. Love it. All right. So if you want more information about Adam and his work, you can go to thehealthydispatcher.com. Be well, know you're supported, take care of yourself. You're important to someone, if not a lot of someone's out there, and have a great week.
You've been listening to The Janice Underwood Show. Tune in each Monday at 9 a.m. Pacific on Transformation Talk Radio and step into your creator shoes. Follow Janice as she continues to explore practical, soul-based tools and the creator mindset to promote healthier relationships with our bodies. Be supported in this physical life and evolve. For more information on Janice Underwood and her work, or to listen to past shows, visit janiceunderwood.com.